everybody. This is Conversations with My Dummy. I'm Steve Charney. I don't know. I'm feeling a little down today. Maybe something will cheer me up. I don't know. But anyway, we got Alan Sherman recording of that. We got Nancy Tucker. Instead of doing Born to be Wild, she's got a song, Born to be Mild. And I'll be playing a tune on the piano. Nice blues, because I'm not feeling that good. Oh, here's Harry.
Hey, Steve. All right. So, what's going on?
You
look kind of down in the dumps.
Well, I don't know. I just don't feel like being funny.
Steve, how could you say that? We've got a show to do here!
I know. Usually I manage to go on with the show, even if I'm having a bad day, like last week. You know, I realized I might never see world peace in my time, and they lost my favorite pants at the cleaners, too. But I did the jokes. I made everybody laugh, just like I always do. Well, today I just don't feel like it.
Aw, shucks, Steve. It was probably something you ate. Hey, did you eat those meatballs in the fridge? I said don't eat the meatballs. They were disgusting looking. Don't eat the meatballs, I said again and again. You ate the meatballs, didn't you? You ate the meatballs.
No, I had chicken.
This is serious. You're usually in top form after chicken. Wait a second, it wasn't the rubber chicken, was it?
No.
All right, we've got to do something to cheer you up right away. Otherwise, we can't do the show. I know, wait. How about a piece of chocolate cream pie, Steve? I brought one in early. I've got a big, beautiful pie right here.
Hey, man, if that ends up in my face by the end of the skit, so help me.
How can you even say that? You're feeling depressed. You really think I'd add to your misery by throwing this pie in your face?
I'm calling off the show.
Wait a second. You can't do that.
Listen, I'm really sorry to do this, but... There,
wait a minute. Get away from that mic. Don't pay attention to him. He's not himself.
Harry, get away from that mic. Cut it out.
You cut it out. What's the matter with you? You can't cancel a show. Get away from the mic.
What?
You can't cancel it. Step out of it. If you cancel a show, everyone will think you're unreliable. A namby-pamby, yellow-bellied, sap-sucking comic ventriloquist who can't even hide his moving lips. A living-livered coward who cancels a show because he's feeling a little sad. We'll never work in this town again.
Gosh, Harry.
We'll have to go out to the Midwest. We'll work in sleazy nightclubs. Gin joints with all the other has-been acts. I can see it now, Steve. A mere smattering of applause as they announce our act, struggling to make ourselves heard over the raucous laughter of inebriated barflies. Second billing. Third billing. Finally, someone comes up to you and says, "Say, didn't you used to be Steve Charney?" Pretty soon the world gets used to seeing you sprawled in the gutter. Too sad to get up.
Harry, I've been performing for years. The world is not going to pass me by because I canceled one teensy-weensy little show.
Oh, yeah? Nothing lasts forever, pal. Not even Hedy Youngman. What about the next time you're feeling down, huh? You're going to cancel that too, huh? What about the time after that? It's like a disease, Steve. It's like playing hooky from school. Once you start, you can't stop.
Hey, have you been playing hooky from school?
No, I mean...
Okay. But I still don't feel like being funny. I'm not a machine, you know.
Steve, the problem with you is you take this being funny way too seriously. Lighten up. I know. Let's make funny faces. Maybe that'll help.
Funny faces?
Yeah, like this, Steve.
Not bad. I think it would be better without the tongue.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Is it funny?
I think it needs something. Here, put this clothespin on your nose.
All right, here we go. Now, is this funny?
Yeah, it's getting there. Oh, I know. Here, put on this pair of googly eyeglasses.
All right, Steve. Just get them on there. Okay. Well?
Harry, a good funny face takes a little work. Ah, wait, I have it. Here, stick this apple in your mouth.
Okay.
Almost. Wait, I know. Give me the cream pie. Okay, Harry, this is going to really cheer me up. What's that, Harry? Here, let me take out the apple.
I said anything for a while.
I'm sorry, let me take off the clothespin and finish your chewing, right?
I said anything for a laugh.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said. You know, Harry, that was great. I feel a whole lot better. And you were right about the pie not ending up in my face. What would I ever do without you?
I don't know, Steve. Dinner theater?
I way to kiss my girlfriend. I had to do it sneaking. I kissed her on the lips, but ooh, her nose was leaking. Tell me how long do I have to wait? Well, can I kiss you now, or must I hesitate? I once had a girlfriend, she was 6 feet tall. She'd slept in the kitchen, her feet were in the hall. Tell me how long do I have to wait? You now, or must I hesitate? Let me tell you what happened. I woke up in the morning and I glanced upon the wall. The roaches and the bedbugs were having a game of ball. The score was 6-0 and the roaches were ahead. A bedbug hit a home run and it knocked me out of bed. Tell me how long do I have to wait? Well, can I itch you now, or must I hesitate? Steve, it's your turn. She slid right down the hole. Tell me how long do I have to wait? Well, can I kiss you now? Oh, Lord, must I hesitate? A boy stood on a burning deck. His feet were full of blisters. He tore his pants on a rusty nail, and now he wears his sister's. Tell me.
Steve, look at this dummy digest I found, this old dummy digest, long before, like, the internet was around. Yeah, it was in my files.
I remember you put a classified ad in there, right?
That's right. I was looking for a new ventriloquist, and you answered the ad.
That's right.
Yeah, I still have it here.
Ooh.
You want to hear it?
Sure.
Listeners are going to get a kick out of this. It's in the back of the magazine here. Ventriloquist wanted, no experience necessary, we'll train. Short but lovable wooden dummy looking for male or female ventriloquist between 20 and 30 for fun-loving relationship. Non-smokers only, please. Send photo to box 5260.
I forgot that even then you were into health with that non-smoking clause.
Hey, when you're made of wood, you don't want some schmo with a lit cigarette around you all the time. And you work very close together, Steve. Who wants some guy coughing on you all day?
That's true.
And if he gets smoker's cough, I get smoker's cough.
Good point. Anyway, I remember, so I sent my photo to that box number. You set up an interview. It was that no experience necessary line that piqued my interest.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You hadn't practiced any of the old art of throwing your voice yet, had you?
No, I thought it might be fun. I'd done some comedy writing, and, well, I practiced talking without moving my lips a little bit. Well, I hadn't taken the plunge and actually hooked up with a dummy yet. I got a question. Why did I have to write to you? Why couldn't I have just called your house? I always meant to ask you that.
Oh, no, I see. You got a short memory. I couldn't let the ventriloquist I was working with catch me looking for a new partner.
Ah, right.
If he had any inkling that I was thinking of leaving him, he would have kicked me out. Then I wouldn't have had anyone to make me talk. I'd be trying to conduct an interview with sign language.
I remember now. You had that funny voice when we first met.
Funny isn't a word for it, Steve. That guy was a nut. First of all, I wasn't a boy. If you remember, he had my character as an old lady.
That's right.
There I was, dressed in that granny dress with the blue hair and the little old lady shoes. It was embarrassing, Steve.
I don't know. I kind of thought you looked cute.
You're right. You're not the one who had to wear the girdle.
I didn't realize he made you wear a girdle. I mean, a wooden doll doesn't put on much fat.
The guy was a nut! And the voice, holy cow. Remember how it sounded? Hello, Sonny. And how are you this morning?
Steve, it's just not me. But the man wouldn't listen to reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is a disconcerting voice.
Right, anyway, that's why you couldn't call my house.
You know, it's all coming back to me, right? So I showed up at this 3-story walk-up. I thought I was going to be a shoo-in, but it turned out there was quite a few people there for the interview.
Yeah, I was surprised at how many people came.
But I was far and away the best interviewee, right?
Not exactly, Steve. It was more a process of elimination. The other people were awful.
Yeah? What do you mean?
Well, the first guy had a lisp. I mean, come on, Steve. I'm not going to be talking with a lisp for the rest of his life. Then this woman, who seemed very promising, at first wouldn't let me sit on her lap.
How come?
She said we didn't know each other well enough. Maybe in 2 or 3 weeks, if we got along, she'd let me hold her hand when we did our routines together. Then in a couple of months, if the chemistry was right, I could try sitting on her lap for a trial basis. But no way was she going to put her hand on my back to work my controls.
So how were you going to perform the comedy skits with her?
Until then, I'd have to stand. How am I going to stand? I'm a dummy, for Pete's sake.
Yeah, well, nowadays, you got to be careful.
Yeah, what is she going to get from me? Poison ivy?
Hey, it's been known to happen. Ventriloquist buys a dummy made out of poison oak. Next thing you know, he's itching like crazy. Or how about a ventriloquist who bought the dummy made out of leaves of a Venus flytrap? The dummy ate him.
That's just a nasty rumor that goes around to give us dummies a bad name. I don't want you spreading that stuff around.
All right. Who else did you interview?
Oh, there was some Norwegian guy. But what? I'm going to start speaking Norwegian? That's crazy. Then, of course, there was you.
Ah, me. As soon as we started talking together, we hit it off.
Good luck. First of all, your lips move like crazy. That's all I need. To have the audience make fun of my ventriloquist right in the middle of the act. Secondly, your material was awful. Let's face it, Steve, it just wasn't very funny.
I thought it was.
Well, you're wrong.
So why'd you go with me then?
Well, the material we could work on. I figured I could steer you in the right direction. Well, as for your lips moving, after you told me you worked on radio, changed the whole picture anyway.
Good point.
And besides, my stockings were killing me. I had to get out of that little old lady outfit.
My material has improved, hasn't it?
Not much.
Well, my lips don't move anymore, do they?
What a laugh.
Well, we started working together and the rest is history.
History? It's more like a mystery.
Oh, here's a song, an average song. It's not too short, it's not too long. It's not too high, it's not too low. It's not too fast, it's not too slow. It's not too old, it's not too new. It's not too gay, it's not too blue.
It's also not too good, my friends.
So ain't you glad this is the
usually it's not good to be patronizing, but in this case, patreon.com/Steve Charney is where you can help support this endeavor by contributing $1 a month and help a serious artist doing serious work.
Who's in serious trouble.
Right.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you pronounce it either or either?
Either.
So you can only say either?
No.
But that's what you just said.
No, I didn't. I said you can say either.
Right. Either.
Either or either?
What are you asking me for?
I'm not asking. I'm telling. Either one.
Okay. Not either one. Either one.
Either, either, or either. Either.
What?
Take your pick.
How about either?
No, you can't say either.
So I can't take my pick?
Not until I finish using it in the garden.
What about neither or neither?
Either.
We're not talking about either. We're talking about neither.
So if we're talking about neither, why say anything?
We're not talking about neither. We're talking about both of them.
So we are talking about either.
Look, just tell me, is it neither or neither?
Neither.
Okay, if it's neither, then how do you pronounce it? Neither?
What? I told you it's neither.
Then what is it?
I'm telling you.
You're telling me it's neither, neither, nor neither?
I didn't say it's neither, neither, nor neither. I said it's either, neither, nor neither.
Can it be either, neither, nor neither?
Sure.
And is it neither, neither, or neither? Or is it neither, neither, nor neither?
It's either.
There you go, talking about either again. Is it or nor?
Eleanor.
Who's Eleanor?
I don't know, you brought her up.
I brought her up ever since she was a little girl, messing up either and either.
And nor and or.
Yeah, Eleanor would gnaw on her nor.
Gnaw.
I know, I'm just kidding.
I think it's nor.
Who's going to snore?
Nor.
Nor in the ark?
Nor, as in ignore.
As opposed to igloo?
What does glue have to do with what we're talking about?
Igloo. It keeps the igloo from falling apart. But the glue has to be able to stick to ice, which brings me to the next question. Is it ice or ice?
It's ice.
Is it nice or niece?
Depends if your niece isn't nice.
And if she's not nice, but she comes from Nice? A not nice niece from Nice?
In France?
She doesn't come in France. She comes on an airplane.
Wait a second. I'm getting confused.
And is it meese or mice?
That's easy. It's mice.
Then we better get a Havar trap for them.
Unless it's carpenter ants.
Well, if you're infested with ants and mice, then you have termice.
Either.
Or.
Or what?
Or this.
I always wanted to be a rock star. And I realized that I have folk hair. So I had to take rock songs and change them so they would fit more with who I am. I am always smiling, even when I'm angry. I say please and thank you. You're welcome and excuse me. I eat everything on my plate, yes, even when I eat alone. I don't let anyone use my toothbrush. I chew gum with my mouth closed. And when I stay in hotels, I make the bed each morning. I do not raise my voice or sneeze without a warning. I never honk my horn at the green light. I slow down for the squirrels in the road. Wait past my turn at the four-way stop signs. Look both ways at the crossroads. And like a true waspy child, I was born to be mild. If I told a lie, I think I would just die. 3, 4. Born to be mild. Sing it with me. Born to be mild. That's right. Born to be mild. I wouldn't be singing if I were in the audience. Born to be mild.
Nancy Tucker. There you go. And we're done, man. We are so done. Go to stevecharney.com, okay? Because everything's on stevecharney.com. You know, at the end of every podcast, I always tell you where you can find Conversations with My Dummy, which is kind of ridiculous because you're listening to Conversations with My Dummy, so you already know how to get there. You know, you're Facebook, Google Play, iTunes, Podomatic, Patreon.com/Steve Charney, where you can become a patron. And of course, SteveCharney.com has its own page with just the podcasts. So you can also visit my YouTube channel. And, you know, I'm around, man. You want to email me? Do it. Steve@SteveCharney.com. Can't remember it? Well, go to the website. It'll tell you how to contact me. Okay, we are so... Oh, wait. No. We got a joke, right?
Yes, we have a joke, Steve.
What's your joke?
Okay. A B flat, a D flat, and an F walk into a bar. What did the bartender say?
I don't know. What did he say?
Sorry, we don't serve minors here.